Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa House Republicans say that they've reached an agreement with the Senate on a state budget. According to an agreement announced by legislative leaders on Thursday, the next budget totals over $9.4 billion for state services in the next fiscal year. Lawmakers will have to use about $900 million of reserve funds because revenue is expected to decline due to tax cuts. Republican Representative Gary Moore of Bettendorf chairs the House Appropriations Committee and says that's not a problem because the state has saved up $6 billion.
I'm not concerned about having to use some of those dollars. Again, we knew that was going to be necessary when we put this plan together.
Democrats are criticizing the GOP for creating a potential budget crisis by using one-time money to cover ongoing expenses. Democrats in the Iowa House have selected Representative Brian Meyer of Des Moines to be the new House Minority Leader. He'll replace Jennifer Confirst after the current legislative session ends. She announced on Thursday that she's stepping down from her role to run for Congress in Iowa's 3rd District. Meyer says he plans to be more aggressive about proposing amendments to Republican majority bills.
That is going to be new. We are going to offer an alternative to what they are proposing on most of these big bills. And it's going to be tax cuts for Iowans, but it's going to be tax cuts for people that actually work.
Meyer says he also wants Democrats' message to voters to be more focused on economic issues rather than social issues. Illinois state lawmakers are reacting to the election of Pope Leo XIV, a native of Chicago. Illinois State Senator Jill Tracy's son is a Catholic priest in central Illinois. The Republican from Quincy says an American pope may help more Americans connect with the church.
Here at the Capitol today, there was, whether you were Catholic or not, there's been a buzz, an excitement that the pope is an American from Chicago, Illinois.
Tracy says that she hopes the new pope brings people together during a time of political division. The Trump administration has put research on hold that was meant to cut fertilizer use on farms. That halts 9 research projects taking place in several Midwestern states, including Illinois, Missouri, and Wisconsin. Harvest Public Media contributor Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The Department of Energy has a branch known as the Moonshot Factory that invests in cutting-edge ideas. It was going to launch 9 projects to cut how much fertilizer is needed for biofuel crops. Maggie Wagner is a plant genetics expert at the University of Kansas who was contracted for one of the projects.
The reduction in groundwater pollution that would result from this, that would be such a big deal for people, especially people living in agricultural communities, but also way downstream in the Gulf.
Fertilizer pollution enters drinking water, and it's a key reason that there's now a massive zone in the Gulf of Mexico almost entirely devoid of life. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
This is WVIK News.